All right, this story is going to anger you, particularly if you're a parent who has a child who's in elementary school. A dad sued his daughter's elementary school for violating her First and 14th Amendment rights for not allowing her to wear a hat during the school's hat day. And wait until you hear what the judge said. Before I jump into it, if you love the Second Amendment like I do and you think the ATF sucks, and that the Supreme Court has reaffirmed our pre-existing right to keep and bear arms, then subscribe to this channel down below. I'll bring you Second Amendment news every single day. This video is brought to us by CMMG. Great company, makes a lot of tools here in America, several colors, different lengths, and they have different chamberings. Pick your color, pick your chambering, pick your length, buy your tool for an American company who actually is spending money to sue the ATF. And use my code GNG10 to save bigly at CMMG. Yesterday, I announced those two knives, actually these two knives, that Master Bladesmith Jason Knight of Forge and Fire fame made for this channel. We can only get those here. The We the People knife, as of this morning, there were 17 left. The 1776 knife, as of this morning, there were 12 left. They're going to sell out. When they're gone, they're gone. You won't see them again. So jump on it. Links down below. And thank you for supporting the channel. All right, back on February 17th of 2022, the Robert Kerr Elementary School, which is in Durand, Michigan, held an event for the kids called Wear a Hat Day. Now, this was part of a Spirit Week type thing where each day they had a different theme, like wear a shirt with hearts for Valentine's Day, that type of thing. If you have young kids in school, you know what I'm talking about. Well, this was Wear a Hat Day. School officials noticed that one of their young students, a third-grade girl, was wearing a black baseball-style cap, this one right here, embroidered with a white star and an AR-15 rifle, and a slogan, "Come and take it." They told her to put the hat in her locker because she wasn't allowed to wear it, so her father sued on her behalf. Now, according to the child's mother, the child had given the hat to her dad as a birthday present. Now, before going to school that morning, she looked through a pile of hats and asked her mom if she could wear this hat. And her mom said, yes. So why is that important? That she had parental approval to wear the hat. Well, the student handbook says this. We want to be sure our students are safe and do not distract from the learning atmosphere of the classroom. Anything printed on clothing must not be offensive in any way. The building principal or staff has the right to decide what is offensive? But some examples are words, slogans that advertise illegal substances, words or slogans that are racially or religiously offensive, violent themes, vulgar, or sexual innuendo, etc. Well, the little girl's locker was across the hall from the office of Michael Papanek, who's the school's behavioral specialist. And he's obviously a spineless coward. But he said that, you know, in the morning it was typical that most of the kids would come in and at least say hi to him. And this little girl did that day, and he saw her hat. So this clown didn't say anything to her because he doesn't have a spine, because he knows that, hey, this is just a hat. But he has to be a liberal. So he was concerned about the hat and how it could be a violation of the dress code and be offensive. So he went to the school's principal, Amy Leffel, to seek guidance. Well, Leffel's a principal, so 99.9% chance she's an ultra-liberal, so she did what ultra-liberals do. She concluded that the hat violated the dress code's prohibition on violent themes because it depicted a weapon. During the deposition, the principal said, "Well, it has a weapon on it, and the phrase, 'come and take it.' I took that as threatening." The phrase itself seems like it's trying to incite someone to come and have an altercation to take the weapon. We're in an elementary school setting, and it's a gun-free zone, and I didn't feel that any type of weapons are appropriate in the school setting or anything that suggests violence. Guns often suggest violence. It's not a weapon, you moonbat, it's a frickin' hat. That gets better. This coward liberal principal was concerned that some students would interpret the "come and take it" slogan on the hat as a dare to literally come and take the hat from its wearer. The principal also said, quote, well, other than the, we have students that attended Robert Kerr that had moved from Oxford, and I had several conversations with their parents, and those students were receiving counseling and social work support to deal with the trauma. They had a school shooting there. And so, with all the school shootings we have, it's a picture of an automatic weapon. How can you tell that just from a stitch on a hat? I think wearing the hat could disrupt the educational environment. So anything that is involved in that from the classwork, if they're taking a test that day, it could have impacted the kids and made them uncomfortable. Wow. So the rat, the principal instructed the rat to call the parents and ask them to bring a replacement hat. Well, the dad recalls that he told the rat that the daughter chose to wear the hat. She has the right to wear the hat, and the hat's not hurting anybody. The dad also said no one better lay a hand on her hat, and that the First Amendment does not end at the schoolhouse gates. So the principal sent an email to dad and mom, and it said, I respectfully appreciate your individual rights as a citizen. However, those do not supersede school rules. That's the problem with these liberals, y'all. They think that their rules supersede our rights. That is the key problem right now in America. No matter where you live, the fact that people think that their homemade concocted rules trump your rights, that's a frickin' problem. Yeah, the principal also said, our handbook states that we want to be sure our students are safe and do not distract from the learning atmosphere of the classroom. The hat in question had a picture of an AR-type weapon on the front of it. Weapons of any kind are not appropriate for students to wear in a school setting. She wasn't wearing a weapon. So, dad said, you know what? File the lawsuit. Now, the dad pointed to three Supreme Court cases in his lawsuit. One, where they said that students do not shed their constitutional rights to freedom of speech or expression at the schoolhouse gate, which is what he was referring to. That's Tinker versus the Des Moines Independent Committee School District. Now, the second one said that nonetheless, constitutional rights of students in public school are not automatically coextensive with the rights of adults in other settings. That's the Bethel School District case versus Frazier. The third one he mentioned was the Supreme Court's case where they said a student's right to free speech must be balanced against the need for school officials to maintain the discipline and learning environment necessary to accomplish the school's educational mission. And that was the Barr v. Laffon case. Which one do you think came most recently? Well, that was like in the late 80s. So dad also pointed to a district court case in the Seventh Circuit, which is Schoenecker versus Koopman, which stopped the school in that case from prohibiting students from wearing shirts with guns on them. And then here is the judge's ruling. This is disgusting. For the reasons above, CS's motion, that's the initials of the little girl because she's a minor, for summary judgment is hereby denied. The defendant's motion, the school, is granted and judgment will enter into the defendant's favor. CS is now in the fifth grade. Next year, she is bound for middle school. In reaching the conclusion that it does, the court does not question CS's sincere support for the Second Amendment or her right to express that support. But under the First Amendment case law, school administrators may place reasonable regulations governing the matter of that expression while she is in the school setting if reasonably necessary to avoid disruptions of the teaching and learning process in light of the age of the students and the context of recent experiences. It may very well be that in school settings with older students, the rules will allow her greater latitude to express her opinions through clothing. But here, Robert Kerr Elementary School officials made a policy decision to prohibit the wearing of a hat with an AR-15 and the phrase, come and take it, based on the written requirements of the student handbook and out of concern that the violence associated with an assault rifle and the aggressive nature of the slogan would be disruptive to the teaching atmosphere. The decision was justified by undisputed evidence in the record that therefore does not violate the First Amendment. So ordered on March 30th, of 24, Judge Terrence G. Berg, U.S. District Judge. And if you're like me, the second you read this judge's conclusion, I read the whole case, the first thing I said was, this has to be a frickin' Obama-appointed judge. Yes. Yep. Judge Berg is an Obama-appointed judge who just violated the First Amendment. And this case, the way it's worded, lays the groundwork for schools to violate the First Amendment. Now, I don't know if the parents will be appealing. I don't know what's going on. My hope is, I know that some of the 2A groups are aware of this. My hope is that they decide to help the parents with this and kick the school district's teeth in, because my constitutional right, my children's constitutional right, doesn't stop at your frickin' doors. And if you're afraid of clothing, then wait till the shit hits the fan, and then you'll really know what the slogan means. Come and take it. Guys and gals, let me know what you think of this decision, especially if you're a parent. I know you're probably like me. You're probably fired up about it. Also, if you want one of these knives, they're almost gone. Your chances are now, and when they're gone, they're gone. And if you don't know about the knife, I'm going to put the little ad part right here after me talking so you can be made aware of it. Thank you so much for your time. Check out CMMG. I appreciate you all. Be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. You are your own first responder, guys and gals. When seconds count, the police are at least several minutes away. Take care.
I designed a knife that I could carry every day, and this is it. This is the Kestrel. This is the very special edition of the 1776 Kestrel with black G10, 80 CRV2, which is kind of magical if you ask me, and a Kydex sheath. Having a fixed blade that you can carry on you every day, everywhere is nice. You never know when you need to open a package or a box, and you weren't born with fangs and claws, so this is it. And you can only get it through Guns and Gadgets. You can only get it from Jared. You can't get it from me. Now I got another one that's even equally as special, nostalgic, iconic, same sexy shape. This is We the People. With the natural micarta. When I was a kid, my dad's uniform in the closet, I remember saying U.S. and that meant us to me. That meant We the People. It was a big deal to me. It's still a big deal to me now. And I want to make this for you. This is available exclusively here, where you're looking, where you're watching. Nowhere else you can get this knife.